Under what circumstances can or should a person get a divorce? In this week's Torah reading, Parshas Kiseitzei, the Torah talks about 74 mitzvahs, commandments. It's a lot. It's more than 10% of the whole amount of commandments. One of those is the mitzvah of getting divorced. That means when things don't really work anymore, it's okay to get a divorce. And actually, it is a mitzvah. It's a commandment. You should get a divorce. Our sages argue, what are the circumstances under which a person should get actually a divorce? And there are basically three opinions, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva. Beis Shammai say that when you found infidelity and so on in your wife, so you should get a divorce. Beis Hillel say, no, even if she actually burned your food, and I'm stressing your food, that means her food is not burned, but your food is burnt, that kind of woman, you should get a divorce. And Rabbi Akiva says, nah, even if you found a nicer one, a better one, the one you like more, you should get a divorce. This is the discussion. Now, the halacha, the law is like Beis Hillel. That means that if she burns your food, then you should get a divorce. Interestingly to note, the technicalities of a divorce for Jews are different than the technicalities of divorce for non-Jews. But in any case, circumstances might be the same. And in any case, the most important thing on this particular class that I would like to share is how do we apply this discussion between our sages to our lives? That means, after all, it is true, we have men and women and they get married and so on. But that also reflects our relationship to God, and moreover, our relationship between our soul and our body. In a different way, same idea, but just in different letters, our relationship to our job, our avoida, our work towards God. We have a relationship as a man and a woman, body and soul, and so on. So there are three circumstances under which a person might get a divorce, so to speak, of his own avoida, of his own work, my way of serving God, maybe I should change it. I should get, quote unquote, divorced from this way of serving God and turn to another one. How do we explain these three opinions on the circumstances under which a person gets a divorce in the service to God? And the idea is like this. We said that Beis Shammai say, you should only get a divorce when you found infidelity in your wife. That means that she did something forbidden. That means it might even be forbidden to remain with her. In the service of God, in our relationship to ourselves and to God, towards God, that would mean that if the way you're serving God leads you to forbidden acts, to forbidden circumstances that you can't explain, you can't escape from them, so maybe it's time to get a divorce. Maybe, and actually, for sure, it is time to change the way you serve God. This is not going to help you. You're actually going to a bad path, an evil path. So get a divorce. Change the way you serve God. That's option number one. Option number two is Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, if she burns your food, get a divorce. That means if you come to a situation in which you reached a specific level, and the way you're serving God is leading you to go down from that level, you have to actually not improve on the other way around, then says Beis Hillel, your food starts getting burned. That means even the level you reached, you're actually losing it. So it's time to get a divorce. Not because you went into a prohibition, not because you're leading your life into a forbidden way. That would be Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel say, No. Even in a previous situation, if you just start seeing that you're going down in your level of service to God, that's time to get a divorce. That means it's time to change the way you serve God. And then you have Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you found a better one, a nicer one, just get a divorce. That means in the service to God, of course, there are different ways of serving God. And sometimes neighbors' grass looks greener than yours. Well, I like that better than mine. So I'm going to change mine. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, should change. No problem. Beis Shammah would say, hey, why should you change your avoda, your work? You're fine where you are. You're not doing anything forbidden. Beis Hillel would tell you, you're not going down in your level. You're just maintaining yourself. Yeah, of course, there are better ways to serve God. There are nicer ways to serve God. But you know what? You're fine where you are as long as you're not going down. Rabbi Akiva would say, no, if you found a better one, just change it. No problem. As we mentioned before, the law remains like Beis Hillel. That means if she burnt your food, you're allowed to change your avoda, your ways of serving God. That would mean that we have to be conscious that God is the one that leads the steps of man. If God somehow put on top of you a certain job, a certain avoda, service to God, then you should pursue that service to God. Unless comes Beis Hillel and says, if you're really going down in your level, that means you're not doing something properly, you should change. And of course, Beis Shammah would tell you, hey, you're going into prohibitions. That's not what God actually planned for you. What are you talking about? No, but God leads the step of man. No, God doesn't lead you into prohibitions. Certainly you have to change. But according to Rabbi Akiva, even if you found an easier way to serve God that actually does not exert from you such an effort, you can change it, says Beis Hillel. No, the law is not like that. Only if you're going down in your level. Having said that, interestingly, our sages say a person should not run, be quick, to divorce his first wife. And the idea in the service to God is, if God puts you in that particular place, you have to really think, am I doing right by changing, by divorcing, quote unquote, divorcing myself from this way of serving God? Maybe I'm biased by my own interests, by my own tranquility and so on. I don't want to get bothered by a harder way of serving God and so on. So you should not be quick. You should analyze the thing, really think about it. And if it's proper to divorce, okay, so you change the way you serve God. But in any situation, it is always better to consult with somebody else. Do not lean on yourself, because human beings are close to ourselves, and we tend to actually fool ourselves into things that are actually wrong. It should be the merit of each one of us that we can find the true avoda, the true service to God that each one of us has to do, and stick to it as if it was our first wife. And that's going to help us to actually create a living dwelling place for God in this world with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days.